Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Fighting is again intensifying in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Congolese military forces and the M23, a Rwanda-supported Congolese rebel military group, are battling for control of the country's mineral-rich northeast provinces. According to the United Nations, the M23 is tightening its grip on the regional capital of Goma. It has also conducted attacks on MONUSCO, the UN stabilization mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. "We condemn in the strongest terms Rwanda's and M23's hostilities on Goma," said U.S. Chargé d'Affaires ad interim Dorothy Shea. "We urgently call for a ceasefire and an end to this fighting, which has endangered civilians."
Rwanda's use of advanced weaponry and systems, including GPS jamming and spoofing, have interfered with the humanitarian response, endangered MONUSCO, and continue to endanger those fleeing from the violence. These actions must stop immediately.
More than ever, humanitarian actors must be allowed to operate freely and deliver life-saving aid. The rights of all Goma's inhabitants, including former combatants, must be respected, said Ambassador Shea. "We are similarly concerned that M23's and Rwanda's ongoing advances are opening up a bloody new front to this conflict in South Kivu, which no longer benefits from the roles MONUSCO assumed in the past to protect civilians and facilitate humanitarian assistance. Indeed, there is no military solution to the conflict in eastern DRC."
"We must abandon the delusion of short-term military solutions and work instead toward a durable peace powered by regional economic arrangements for the Great Lakes' vast mineral wealth to ensure stability and prosperity for local populations."
Hope is not lost. "There is an end in sight to this fighting and a path for regional dialogue," said Ambassador Shea. "Those unwilling to return to the negotiating table must face a clear and unambiguous response from the Council.
Addressing historical grievances, ending ethnic attacks, and other roots of this conflict must be done through a process that has clear incentives and unmistakable accountability."
"We call for an immediate ceasefire and end to this fighting. Rwanda must withdraw troops from the DRC. Rwanda and the DRC must return to the negotiating table and work toward a sustainable, peaceful solution," said Ambassador Shea. "The United States will consider all the tools at its disposal in order to hold accountable those responsible for sustaining armed conflict, instability, and insecurity in the DRC."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.